this Concord Stakes. It offers up so much today, and I think one of the most intriguing horses is Zoo Style. He has to come to town with a rating of 95, meeting horses that are sitting high in the 100s, 114, 118. So the task is there, but Tony Gollan can't wait the trainer. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
It's exciting, mate. How are you feeling on the morning? Because you're here to present your horse, and obviously you've had a really good preparation.
Yeah, we have. We've had a really good prep with him, and you know, being his first trip away, there's been a few things I wanted to see happen, and that will happen. He's handled the trip away really well. He's settled into the new stables at Randwick perfect. So, look, I can't fault his prep. I know it's a huge task for the horse today, you know, with his rating and everything like that. But he's a quality animal, and I'm looking forward to the race this afternoon.
When did he arrive? Earlier in the week?
Yeah, he got here on Thursday morning. He travelled overnight Wednesday night, which is a standard sort of procedure, and he handled everything really well. He settled into Snowden's at Randwick perfectly. They're fantastic hosts to us when we come down here, and now the horse hasn't missed a beat.
Well, you'll know where you stand today. It's a huge step for him, considering, you know, well, we talk about his rating, but I suppose his rating's untapped, because when you've got an unbeaten horse like him, it's hard to give him a rating.
Yeah, he's definitely got a bit of X factor about him, Ronnie. I really want to kick him off over 1,000 metres, and this race was the race I sort of chose. It's obviously a very strong race, particularly these days with the Everest not far away here in Sydney. But he's a horse with good speed, and I don't think we saw him at his best first up over 1,200 in the winter. I think you'll see a much better horse today at the 1,000.
He's relatively lightly raced. You've handled him well. Has he had issues along the way, or you've just cuddled him up?
He had issues early doors as a yearling. I've really had no issues with him in his racing. He was always an immature horse. He couldn't go to the sales due to them issues. But, you know, he took a bit of time as a young horse, which at the time was what he needed. And, you know, we just sort of placed him along. And the plan was always to sort of get him away this spring and see where he sat.
Hmm. There's two ways of looking at this race with him. This is me as an outsider looking in. But there's two ways of looking at it. His greatest asset is his speed. To use his speed, and that, or if do you mess with him and be a little bit negative, and sometimes that can backfire with horses coming up underneath you.
Yeah, we won't change too much to what we normally do. I don't think that'd be a bit silly, but you'd watch his racing pattern. We never really come out hot on him either. He'd come out letting him just use his own natural speed. He's got a massive action, he's got a big stride on him, and if for a big horse that can get into stride, he gets into stride really quickly, and he likes to roll along at a good tempo. So we won't change anything with what we normally do. We won't come out, you know, hot as hell out the barriers or anything like that. We'll just come out in a normal manner and let him use his own speed and he'll quicken off that good speed.
I suppose when you're talking sprinters with speed like his, the drawing out a bit is probably an advantage. He can take his time.
I thought barrier four was perfect. I really didn't want to draw the rail, to be perfectly honest. So I think four is nice. It gives, you know, it gives Brad an opportunity to let him get into that big stride that he's got. But look, he'll be up on speed somewhere. I don't know whether he leads or who else leads. I'm not sure, and I'm not really buying into that conversation, to be honest. I don't think anybody really knows. But we're not going to do anything different than what we've always done with him. And it's worked well so far. Why would we change it now?
And he's not just a 1,000-metre horse. His last three wins have been at 1,200.
Oh, definitely. Look, he'll get better when he gets out to the 1,200. And I think in time he'll run 1,400, no problem. But for the kickoff run for his prep, I just think he's better starting at this shorter trip. It doesn't give him that chance to get a little bit keen. He'll relax much better at this 1,000-metre tempo, and then he can step up to the 1,200-metre races after this.
Okay, so it's show-off day today. If he goes down fighting and gets down, you know, gets beaten narrowly or something like that, what's the plan B?
Oh, well, we'll just take him home, first of all, tomorrow. I want to take him back to Brisbane and have a good look at him back in his own environment this week. And there's a bunch of different options for him. We could come back for the shorts in a fortnight. We could end up in Melbourne with him. You know, we'll just see what today brings, really. This will tell us a lot of, you know, where he's going to go in the rest of his preparation. But there's a big lot of options for him after today, but they all hinge on what happens today.
If you did go to Melbourne and won that qualifying race, is he the type of horse that could back up a week later?
That's a good question, because it's something we've never done. We've never asked him to do that. But I guess we're asking things in this preparation that we haven't asked before as well. So I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't rule that race out. But at this point in time, everything's just really what happens today. And getting him home and just seeing how he copes with this whole experience of what he's about to go through.
Tony, can I ask? Brad Stewart. How important is he? I tried to get him on during the week, and he didn't want to come on.
He doesn't say much.
You've got to try, because if you don't try, you never know. But can you relate just how important Brad is to Zoo Style?
Oh, look, I think any time you get a horse and a rider that, you know, seem to have a great affection for each other, I think that's always important. We've seen it many times over the years, and you know, Brad just doesn't get on him race day. He rides him every single day at track work, so he knows his horse very well. He's there every morning riding him, and he does a great job on him race day, so today will be no exception. And one thing about Brad, he's a man of few words, obviously, but he won't be overruled by the occasion today. He's got great faith in this horse's ability and what he can do. When you've got a horse and rider combo like that, it's silly to break it up.
It appears you've scratched your best chance, Capital Connection at Eagle Farm. Is there anything that'll run well there?
I think Advanced Warning can go good at each way odds. It's like a Baby Boomer in a pretty intriguing race, but yeah, I scratched my best hope when they give me such an ordinary gate.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today, Tone.
Thanks, guys. It'll be a good day. It's exciting.